ended up being the center of your business universe. Fortunately, QuickBooks, a leader in small business software, has created Simple Start. Now in just 30 minutes, you'll be tracking sales and expenses. Simple Start lets you see unpaid invoices, pay bills, and get organized for tax time. Get Simple Start at Staples, CompUSA, Costco.com, or Sam's Club. It's the better, faster, simpler way to keep track of your money.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Debating Rice, some senators will vote against Condoleezza Rice's confirmation as Secretary of State. In today's debate on Capitol Hill, Senator Mark Dayton of Minnesota accused the Bush administration of lying about the war in Iraq. Dayton says voting against Rice is his way of stopping what he calls mistruths. Meanwhile, Senator Edward Kennedy says before the U.S. can repair what he calls its broken policy, he says the administration needs to admit that it's broken. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist defended Condi Rice, saying the nation needs a leader of her caliber. The Senate is expected to vote tomorrow on Rice's nomination. The nomination of Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General will probably be sent to the Senate for approval. Despite complaints from Democrats, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont says there's no reason to hold him over. They'll vote on him one way or another, apparently. Republicans control that committee 10-8, so unless Republican senators decide not to show up or vote against Gonzalez, the nomination will move on to the full Senate for confirmation. That is not expected to happen until next week at the earliest. Several Democrats are saying they still want to talk more about Gonzalez's career at the White House and as Bush's top lawyer. In written answers to the Democrats' questions last week, Gonzalez said he supported extending the expired federal assault weapons ban, and he also told senators he wanted Congress to reauthorize the Patriot Act this year, despite complaints that it's too intrusive. Democrats are complaining Gonzalez has been evasive with his answers to their questions about White House policies in the war on terror. The White House outlining today its request for more money for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the package to cost about $80 billion. It'll be used mostly for military operations, they say. Lawmakers have already approved a separate $25 billion for the war last summer. The administration request comes as Congress top budget analyst is projecting the U.S. will slide another $855 billion into debt in the next decade. The deficit projection is about two-thirds smaller than what the congressional budget analyst predicted last fall, but Democrats point out those projections do not include the costs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, nor the price tag for the Bush goal of revamping Social Security. Some Iraqi Americans are trying to explain the reasons for the low registration numbers for their upcoming election. International figures suggest less than 25% of eligible Iraqi expatriates in other countries have signed up to vote. Big families, long distances, and an outdated mindset, they're saying, are some of the reasons being given for the low number of Iraqis registering. The number of people registering would have been higher, they're saying, if people could actually vote and register on the same day in the Iraqi election. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
you know somebody with a diesel car, truck, bus, or boat? Chances are they could be using biodiesel. Hi, I'm Josh Dickel, author of the upcoming book, Biodiesel America. Thanks to homegrown biodiesel, Americans are breathing easier. Made from soybeans, this alternative fuel has significantly lower emissions. Biodiesel can be used in any diesel engine, and a federal tax incentive makes it even more affordable. Plus, it helps reduce our dependence on foreign oil. So do the planet a favor. Switch to biodiesel, or from the National Biodiesel Board at biodiesel.org.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered. Wednesday on Unfiltered, we make like Bert and go back Iraq. It's our week-long continuing coverage of the Iraqi elections. Author, filmmaker, journalist Tariq Ali is here. Plus, pioneering podcaster and former MTV VJ Adam Curry checks in. Do the safety dance. And it's creative ways to protest for choice. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April on Air America Radio.
Good evening, truth seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. We're going to be covering some of the, We're going to be playing for you some sound bites from today's so-called debate in the Senate regarding the confirmation of Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. We are not going to play any of Barbara Boxer's comments from today because Boxer today made virtually the same comments that she made during the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing. So we have audio from different senators for you tonight from the speechifying that occurred in the Senate today. Not that it was bad. I'm not saying it was bad at all. But it really doesn't mean anything. It means nothing because there are enough senators, all Republicans and a few Democrats, who have no problem confirming Condoleezza Rice, even though she is a perjurer, a liar. There's a difference. A mouthpiece for the neocons who run this government and possibly some sort of a sex slave to George Bush. I don't know. Remember that time she almost identified him as her husband? Remember that? Before we get to that, a couple of numbers here. Bush demands another $80 billion for his danse macabre in Iraq. And the cost of that war now exceeds $300 billion that we know about. And the budget deficit will reach $450 billion this year. You know, another $80 billion for Bush, that's like giving a pyromaniac a can of gasoline and a butane lighter, isn't it? Remember long ago and far away when we were told that it would cost less than $50 billion to make our grand entrance into Baghdad, depose the dictator, and receive the accolades of a grateful society, and that even that $50 billion would be covered by Iraq's oil? Remember that? Lies? How many lies do you want? I again challenge any right-winger, you lurkers, I call you toads, the toads that lurk around this program, simple challenge for any of you, including you, Hannity. I know Sean Hannity listens to the first hour of this program before he goes to bed, but if there is anything that you would like to volunteer to this program and the vast erudite audience who tunes into this program, if you would like to offer one thing that the Bush crime family, any member of it, has stated for the record that was not a lie. Anything. Regarding policy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270, but I know a lot of you would be terrified to use it. Danny Schechter. It's the stitches. Don't let it bother you. Danny Schechter's blog today. He mentioned the most alarming part of Cy Hirsch's report in last week's New Yorker was not the disclosures about our sending reconnaissance teams into Iran, but the analysis that Hirsch wrote of how Rumsfeld has taken over the U.S. intelligence community, pushing aside the CIA, in effect creating a state run by the military. So it raises a rather obvious question. Is this a military coup in slow motion in the United States? Huh? Anybody know? I don't know. I have no idea. I just wonder if anybody else knows. From Northbrook, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, Kathy and I have been there many times. A Northbrook peace group, for the fourth time, put up a banner this past Sunday night calling for an end to the war in Iraq. Four banners in the little town park? No. No. The other three have been ripped to pieces, torn down. It's just a huge banner. It says, stop the war. That's it. No cursing of the day Bush was born. No gutter expletives preceding or following his name. Just the three words, stop the war. A member of the group who has now hung the fourth banner said, we'll see how long this one lasts. The first banner, put up January 8th, also included prayer flags and some members' signatures. 6 days later, it disappeared. Second sign was turned down three days later. A third sign, erected Friday, was found in tatters Saturday. The spokesman for the group said they would continue to put up the banners. The spokesman for the group said they have filed three reports with the Northbrook Police Department, but so far no response. Speaking of police departments and that sort of thing, did you see this? A Denver police sergeant is under investigation for threatening to arrest a woman yesterday for displaying on her truck a derogatory bumper sticker about the moron in the White House. All this happened at a UPS store. The assistant manager of the store who was there said the cop told her this was a warning, and the next time he saw her truck, she was going to be arrested if the sticker wasn't gone. I couldn't believe it, said the UPS store manager. Here's what happened. About 11 o'clock in the morning, yesterday, this woman, 26, Shasta Bates, was standing in the shopping center store, the UPS store, when a man walked in and started arguing with her about a bumper sticker on the back of her truck that had F... blank, 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 Bush, in white letters in a black background. Miss Bates said he was saying it was very sick and wrong and you shouldn't be doing that. He was very offended by it. And I said, you don't have to take it so personally. It's not about you. The two argued for a few minutes and the man walked out of the store and stood behind Bates' truck. And then he flagged down a police sergeant, Michael Karasik, who was patrolling the area. Now, it just so happened that a reporter for Rocky Mountain News happened to be at the store at the same time. So she walked up to the two and asked what was going on. The man pointed to the bumper sticker. And then the cop said to the reporter, you know, that's illegal because it's profane. So the cop walked into the store and confronted Shasta Bates. And he said, you need to take off a sticker because it's profanity. It's against the law to have profanity on your truck. Bates says, then he said, if you ever show up here again, I'm going to make you take those bumper stickers off and arrest you. Never come back into this area. The city attorney for Denver said he didn't believe there were any city ordinances against displaying a profane bumper sticker. Now, the 26-year-old driver of the truck, Miss Bates, said, you know, I get some older men who pull up alongside me at stoplights and start yelling and cussing, but that's not a crime unless they take some action. And, of course, the ACLU legal director for Colorado said the alleged threat of arrest clearly violates First Amendment protection. But this is what it's come down to, right? Well, it just continues, doesn't it? Well, it's going to get worse, Truth Seeker. It's going to get worse. Shasta Bates. Remember when Bush said that the U.S. would make no distinction between the terrorists and the regimes that harbor them? If you feed a terrorist, you are a terrorist. If you clothe a terrorist, you are a terrorist. You're either with us or against us, all that. Remember that? Well, did you know, it's just starting to come out now. British officials have, did a couple years ago, approve the export of key components needed to make nuclear weapons to Iran. An investigation a couple of years ago by BBC Radio 4 program File on 4 disclosed that the Department of Trade and Industry sold, or allowed to be sold, a quantity of the metal beryllium and to Iran, and that metal is needed to make nuclear bombs. Now, that raises a question, doesn't it? If Bush is right, unless he's, you know, a little weaselly, two-faced, cowardly liar, shouldn't we be attacking? Oh, never mind. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500. Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. You know, after all of Condoleezza Rice's lies about everything having to do with Iraq, what ought to be debated is her conviction, her sentencing to a federal penitentiary, not her confirmation as Secretary of State. It's astonishing. Let's get the ugly one out of the way first. Senator Joe Lieberman, the fake Democrat, you know, you can truly fall on your knees and thank the cloud being that this freak is not vice president. Here's Senator Joe Lieberman doing for Condi what Monica did for Bill.
I hope and believe that the Senate today, across partisan lines, will resoundingly endorse this nomination and send the message to friend and foe alike. That while we have our disagreements, ultimately what unites us around this very qualified nominee in this hour of war is much greater than what divides us.
Don't you just want to do something funky about Senator Joe Lieberman? Don't you really? I mean, now I got to hear it again. Can I hear it again, Kathy, please? This is Joe Lieberman. This is a Democrat talking about a nominee who is complicit in mass murder. Yes, mass murder. This is a guy who wanted to be president as a Democrat, who was willing to run as vice president for the vice president's office as a Democrat. Listen to this snake.
I hope and believe
that
the Senate today, across partisan lines, will resoundingly endorse this nomination and send the message
to
friend and foe alike.
Amen.
That while we have our disagreements, ultimately what unites us around this very qualified nominee in this hour of war is much greater than what divides us.
Sit down and shut up. If you're listening in Connecticut, where is this? Huh? What's up with that? Senator Kennedy was brief in his statement, but cut to the point pretty quickly.
There was no reason to go to war in Iraq when we did, the way we did, and for the false reasons we were given.
Amen.
As a principal architect of our failed policy, Dr. Rice is the wrong choice for Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
We need instead a secretary who's open to a clearer vision and a better strategy to stabilize Iraq, to work with the international community, and to bring our troops home with dignity and honor, and to restore our lost respect in the world.
Ain't her.
The stakes are very high, and the challenge is vast.
But she's only half
vast. Dr. Rice failed. Record on Iraq makes her unqualified for promotion to Secretary of State. And I urge the Senate to oppose her nomination.
Right. Well, the stakes are very high and the challenge is vast, and Dr. Rice is only half vast. Never mind. Mark Dayton, Democrat from Minnesota. He really showed some strength and character in his comments today. Check out everything he said on the web if you can. He was pretty impressive.
I don't like to impugn anyone's integrity, but I really don't like being lied to. Repeatedly, flagrantly, intentionally.
Say it, Mark.
It's wrong.
Yes.
It's undemocratic.
Preach.
It's un-American.
Amen.
And it's dangerous.
Say it, brother.
It is very, very dangerous.
Hallelujah.
And it is occurring far too frequently in this administration.
Amen.
And this Congress, this Senate, must demand that it stop now.
Stop it.
It stops by not promoting top administration officials who engage in the practice.
Amen.
Who have been instrumental in deceiving Congress and the American people.
That's right.
And regrettably, that includes Dr. Rice.
It does.
My vote against this nomination is my statement that this administration's lying must stop now.
Preach to us, Mark. Preach to us, Mark. He even used the L word. Senator Carl Levin, Michigan. Levin echoed the sentiments of most of the opposing Democrats who are against this nomination because of Rice's complicity in lying to us about reasons to attack Iraq.
Voting to confirm Dr. Rice as Secretary of State would be a stamp of approval for her participation in the distortions and exaggerations of intelligence that the administration used before it initiated the war in Iraq. And the hubris, which led to the administration's inexcusable failure to plan and prepare for the aftermath of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein with tragic ongoing consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, Mr. President, that we must do all that we can to support our troops in their efforts to create a democratic government in Iraq, despite the circumstances that we are in. But I cannot, in good conscience, give my support to the mistakes and misjudgments that helped to create those circumstances. And I will therefore vote against the confirmation of Dr. Rice to be Secretary of State.
All right, Senator Carl Levin. We have one more right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Let me see you go one time for me, Conde. I love you, so stand for me, Conde. Show me what you got. They say you're too uptight. I say you're not. Dance around me, standing like a top. Oh, Conde, 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 don't ever stop.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day,
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam and every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or BarracudaNetworks.com.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house. And you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I think that all the voices that are being heard on Air America have all different views, and that's great.
The future of Air America is to become the propaganda media for the Democratic Party when everybody gets their message organized.
866-303-AAR0.
Lock on to that Social Security thing. It's huge, and it is a chance to take Bush at the kneecaps.
We're listening.
These people are good people in a lot of ways, but they don't see the obvious things.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, 26 before the hour. We actually have two more sound bites. This next one is Senator Evan Bayh. Who has not been my favorite Democrat by any means. He's from Indiana. Go along, get along, GOP light Evan Bayh couldn't muster support for Condoleezza Rice.
I rise, Mr. President, to express my opposition to the nomination of Condoleezza Rice and her proposed promotion to that position of Secretary of State, not because I object to her personally. I do not.
I love her.
Not because I oppose the mission of establishing freedom and democracy in Iraq.
I'm all for it.
On the contrary, I support it.
Yeah.
But because I believe that she has been a principal architect of policy errors that have tragically undermined our prospects for success in this endeavor.
What?
Those in charge must be held accountable for mistakes. We must learn from them, correct them so that we may succeed in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Mr. President, if the President of the United States will not do this, the nose in the Senate must.
Weasel words, Evan! We must learn from the mistakes, correct them so that we may succeed in Iraq. Hey, bye! We have no business in Iraq. Well, all right, that's not true. American public has no business in Iraq. The corporate states of America does. We are now a corporate society. My bad. And finally, Senator Robert Byrd, the oldest man either in the Senate or alive or both, I guess in the Senate, bless his heart, the ancient keeper of the Constitution. He weighed in for almost an hour. If you saw it, it was heartbreaking. Shaking and stammering, but strong in his conviction and his opposition. Here's a minute of Senator Robert Byrd.
We're here today to fulfill our constitutional duty to consider the nomination of Dr. Rice to be Secretary of State. Her confirmation will almost certainly be viewed as another endorsement of the administration's unconstitutional doctrine of preemptive strikes, its bullying policies of unilateralism, and its callous rejection of our long-standing allies. I cannot endorse higher responsibilities for those who helped to set our great country down the path of increasing isolation, enmity in the world, and a war that has no end. Oh, when will our boys come home?
When will our boys come home? When they are in coffins? Honestly, Truth Seeker, do you see a circumstance around which The U.S. military will cease and desist in building the 14 bases we are building in Iraq that the militarized United States State Department, now a wholly owned subsidiary of the Defense Department, will cease and desist in building the most expensive embassy the United States has on the globe? Do you foresee the time, truth seeker, when the President of the United States, be he Republican or Democrat, will say, well, time to go home? It's not going to happen, and you know it, and I know it. What is going to happen is we are going to instigate an incident with Iran. You know it, and I know it. The neocons in this Bush crime family and the ones that operate outside the government are pushing and pushing this agenda. Attack Iran. Attack Iran. Attack Iran. You know it's going to happen. And I know it's going to happen. Endless war. The creation by the neocons of this phantasmagorical, am I saying that right? Phantasmagorical? Thank you, Kathy. I feel like I'm choking on these GD stitches. I can't talk. What am I doing in here tonight? God, I've got strings hanging in my mouth. Oh, man. I sound like Robert Byrd. This guy's searching. Where was I? Phantasmagorical. In what context was I using that word? I have no idea. I'm trying to talk. The war thing, E. Endless war. Oh, it's real funny, Malloy. Go ahead and laugh. I'm sorry. I can't. Phantasmagorical? The accent is on the second syllable? Oh, God. You know, you don't use $10 words when you've had a $9 education. You really shouldn't. And $3 dental surgery. Oh. No, that's not true. I have an excellent surgeon. I just want to go home. Endless war is what we're about. And you know it. And I know it. And we all know it. What the neocons want, they want this band that stretches from Pakistan to Afghanistan to Iran to Iraq to Jordan to Syria. Chock-a-block with U.S. military bases. Cluttered with American soldiers. They want it so bad that Syria, I understand, has now formed some sort of an alliance with Russia. Is it a mutual defense pact? And I also understand that Russia has formed some sort of an agreement or an alliance, or at least they're scratching each other's asses with China. He's a uniter, not a divider. And what about India? Who's India doing business with now? It's astonishing. It's phantasmagorical. Plus. All right. I need some of y'all to rescue me. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Chris is calling from, is it Tiverton or Tiverton? I know I'm going to say that wrong, too. Tiverton, Rhode Island?
No, it's Tiverton.
Yeah, it's what?
Tiverton.
Tiverton. Okay. Well, I totally screwed it up. Anyway, did I get your name right? Is it Chris?
Yes, it is.
All right, Chris. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
Miserable.
This is my first time calling. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. This is a terrifying thing to do, calling a radio program.
Did you hear today on the news, on ABC Radio, they said that Bill Fritz is confident they're going to try to ban gay marriage this year?
Well, that's just to keep that issue in front of the right-wing nutcases because the Republicans are doing so much damage otherwise. So it'll never happen. What a constitutional amendment? You know how long it'll take? 6-7 years just to work its way through the state legislatures, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
And that means it has to get, what is it, 2/3 a vote in favor of banning or drawing up an amendment, 2/3 of the vote in both the House and the Senate, I believe, before it ever leaves Washington. Bill Frist is a liar. He's a con man. His family is a group of bandits and thieves. They rip off Medicaid and HMOs. They're thieves. They're liars. They're sneak. They're like your typical Republican. So don't believe what Frist says. It'll never happen. It'll never, ever, ever happen. A constitutional amendment will never happen, banning gay marriage.
And I just can't stand these people. They're unbelievable what they come up with.
Yeah. Is that it, Chris?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Next time you won't be scared. All right. I'm scared. I'm scared every night when I walk in here. Ken is calling from San Diego. Hey, Ken. Welcome to the program. Yo, Ken.
Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike. Have I mentioned how much I like you?
Well, that's very kind of you to say that, but the real reason you called is...
I was calling, I'm in San Diego, and we have a mayor's race here that is over, but going through the courts.
Can I get you to hold a second, Ken?
Sure.
Let me put you on hold. Got to do a couple of commercials here, and we'll come back and pick you up on the other side of the break. We're talking to Ken in San Diego, and we'll get your phone call, too. Tonight is going to be lots of phone calls because Uncle Mikey can't talk. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Back to Ken, who has called in from San Diego. With an update on the mayor, that would be Donna Fry, right?
Right, Mike.
Now, what's the story?
Well, here's the story. Our newly elected city attorney, who had run several times and finally got in, and Donna Fry actually supported him. Mm-hmm. He came out against her write-in ballot. Now, just to give people a quick understanding, Donna Fry ran for mayor as a write-in candidate in San Diego because she didn't see the two candidates running as good alternatives for the voters.
Right.
Turns out 155,000 people voted for her write-in and filled in a bubble, but 5,000 people didn't fill in a bubble next to where they wrote her name.
Right. I remember reading about this.
By 2,000 votes, Mike.
Right.
So 5,000 people have effectively being disenfranchised
from
their vote here in San Diego. And the city attorney came out against it, but he's not the guy who's going to make the decision. It's just an unfortunate development. You know, you'd think that the guy who's closest to the people, wanting to look out for our rights, in the local, you know, cosmic sense, would be on the side of the people and say, hey, these people voted. Their intent is obvious.
Right.
The city stands behind the people.
Well, you know, obviously this guy is a typical bureaucrat. He's terrified to make a decision based on common sense and good judgment. So rather than do that, he just disqualifies 5,000 voters. Nice,
well,
huh?
He was just elected by the people.
Well,
the attorney is elected.
Yeah.
He's been a guy for the people. So I don't know if he's just trying to do a back-ended thing like actually writing the opinion so the judge could see the holes in it or not. Because it's just like the fear and loathing about the war in Iraq and the future wars and the rumors of wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as if there's a cosmic joke being played on people right now.
You know, I get that feeling too. That the cosmic hoo ha or the hairy thunderer or whoever it is, the sky being, this is all just some kind of a joke. That's being played on us, you know. Maybe who's the Hindu god who sleeps and dreams, and that's what reality is. And is it Shiva? And when Shiva awakens, the world ends. Everything crashes into nothingness, and it stays that way until Shiva goes back to sleep and begins to dream again, and then creation begins all over again. Perhaps the same creation, perhaps a different one, or what have you. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe Shiva is shaking himself awake. What do you think?
Well, you may make me think that some people think Bush is Shiva. can I mention one other thing to you, Mike?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I want to raise your spirits about this whole voting, the electorate, and the way things are going, because all those things you were playing, at least somebody's standing up and saying something finally. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
It's about time. But, like, the thing that happened in Ohio, the fiasco where they didn't have the voting machines, where there was all this fraud going on,
mm-hmm.
maybe the next presidential or even the next congressional cycle, there's going to be so much focus on the fairness of getting the right stuff that that's almost going to be the drumbeat of get out the vote. And we may just get it right by getting the right equipment to people,
the right equipment
to precincts, the right information. You know, people who are playing full court press right in their own county registrars.
Okay, I understand that part of it. But, Ken, if the solution, with quotes around it, is to make sure that every precinct in America has one of these Diebold or Diebold-like voting machines, and you know, in the precincts where there was a shortage of voting machines, in the next election they put an abundance of voting machines, it's still fraud. Because the voting machines, the hardware and the software, are produced by people who are hardcore Christian fundamentalist Republicans. All four of the major companies have ties to the Christian Reconstruction movement. That's a movement that believes in stoning people to death and murdering all the queers. So, I understand what you're saying. My response to that is, fine, that's great. Get rid of every single touch screen voting machine unless a receipt can be printed, unless there's a verifiable paper trail. Now, that would require reconfiguring, I would imagine, not just the programs in these machines, but the machines themselves. And I can't see that happening. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. But I can't see those changes taking place.
Well, let me assuage you one more step further then, because I've been using computers for 30 years.
Right.
And, yes, this whole Diebold fiasco is like a huge black stain on the integrity of the voting system.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing development. 20 years ago, we all thought that was really the solution, you know, go to the electronic.
Right.
And I'm really a fan of actually filling in the paper ballot and having that.
Right.
With where you fill in the bubbles, actually, and then that way it goes into a box, and you can electronically count it, but you can verify it visually. That's just easier to count. Or even if you want to go to some of the European models where they actually just, you have the people count the votes. You know, I don't know which way is better, but as far as the electronic tally, there will be more oversight built in. You can only get away with that sort of thing so long. Because, you know, as the old phrase says, that dog won't hunt anymore.
Well, I hope you're right.
The machines, it's totally fixable. It's totally available to make it transparent. The best analogy is your ATM. That is so transparent, it's beyond belief.
Well, let's
so secret.
Let's hope something like that can happen. Ken, thanks.
Sure.
Good to hear from you. Take care.
All right, you too, Mike.
All right, we have a break here. Stick around. More fun and frivolity coming up. We have more little items to drop into the mix here and your phone calls. Definitely your phone calls tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As we remember Johnny Carson's many gifts, perhaps his greatest was his ability to know when it was time to voluntarily step out of the spotlight and never look back, a talent that's all too rare in American life. Despite continuing revelations that torture was endemic in Iraq and our efforts to stabilize the country are failing, Donald Rumsfeld not only holds on to his job, but apparently is targeting sites in Iran. The septuagenarian should have retired after Afghanistan. And if that weren't enough, Newt Gingrich, who was deposed by his own revolutionary comrades for being too much of a loose cannon, is floating the idea of running for president. The only bright spot this week, Michael Powell. Having secured America from any future Super Bowl wardrobe malfunctions, the head of the FCC is stepping down. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
In just 10 minutes, get up to $150,000 of Select Term Life Insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. There's no medical exam, and if you qualify, your coverage begins right away. Call now for more information and a free rate quote. 1-866-496-4500. Not available in all states. Based in New York City, American Life issues Select Term under form number ALNYSELO3 or state variation. Call now. 1-866-496-4500.
Even in the mob, there's a code of honor. But CBS Wednesday, CSI New York will follow a trail of murder to the Bronx.
Young, beaten pretty badly.
And come face to face with the next generation of Goodfellas.
These kids are more made than the made guys.
And believe us, there's nothing good about them.
We have our own set of rules.
So do we.
Gary Sinise and Melina Kanagaridis star in a can't-miss CSI New York, CBS Wednesday.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Democrats say Condi lied. Senate Democrats are saying today Condoleezza Rice lied to them, misled Americans about the Iraq War, and served as an apologist for Bush administration failures in Iraq. Democrats in the Senate saying Rice, who's been Bush's national security advisor for 4 years, was one of the loudest voices urging war. Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton said she repeatedly deceived members of Congress and Americans at large about the justifications for the war. He said, quote, "I don't like impugning anyone's integrity, but I really don't like being lied to repeatedly, flagrantly, intentionally." Rice is expected to have the vote on her tomorrow. The cost of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the worldwide efforts against terrorism now past $300 billion. That includes an $80 billion additional request from the Bush administration for Iraq and Afghanistan. A White House spokesman says the money is for U.S. troops and to support the Iraqi people. Even without counting that money, though, the Congressional Budget Office is now predicting the U.S. will be going another $855 billion into the red ink for the years 2006 through 2015. The deficit projections, smaller than what the congressional budget analysts had predicted last fall. The Democrats point out it omits the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Looking for new ways to bolster its thinning ranks, the Army National Guard is now seeking legal authority to offer $15,000 bonuses to active duty soldiers willing to join the Guard. They only get $50 now. The chief of the National Guard Bureau told reporters, today, the Guard is 15,000 soldiers below the normal strength, 350,000. He expects further short-term declines, despite recent gains when they tripled the reenlistment bonuses for Guardsmen who are already deployed abroad. Heavily stressed by longer-than-anticipated combat and support duties in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, the National Guard recently increased first-time enlistment bonuses and added 1,400 recruiters to get more people to sign up. Clashes with militants in Iraq today left at least 10 Iraqis dead. Among those killed, a senior Iraqi judge who died when gunmen opened fire on his car. The judge's driver was also killed, and his bodyguard was wounded. The attack went on a series of shootings aimed at government and security targets. The U.S. governors came up with a broad list of recommendations for states trying to better prepare kids for school. The 16 suggestions by the National Governors Association include expanding access to pre-kindergarten, pushing for early childhood education efforts. It also encourages states to reach out to health care providers for help in identifying children who have developmental disabilities. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
You can go to a lot of places for tires, but if you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury, only one place is the best. Your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. Right now, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, including Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell, and we'll beat it. The genuine challenge at Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealers. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. See participating dealer for details through 313.05.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Democracy in Iraq is just days and a dream away. We'll check in with the Jewish lawyer who helped write the Iraqi Constitution. And our old buddy, Mick Ware, Times Baghdad bureau chief, returns to preview the election and maybe explain that a secret ballot doesn't mean the candidates are a secret. Plus, the latest dispatch from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Phantasmagorical. Is that right? Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. A couple of comments here that came via email regarding the e-voting, the electronic voting, from Charlotte in Minnesota. Mike, with respect, receipts from the touch screen machines, that won't guarantee anything. While the receipts would be good for a recount, and then she puts in parentheses, in your dreams, it is a central tabulating machine that one must control in order to put the fix in. The touch screen machines all send their totals to a central tabulator, and it is this central tabulator where the mischief is done. The same with optic scanning machines. Doesn't matter if there's a paper ballot. It matters what happens in the central tabulator. All right. And then our good friend Ski Anderson, radio dude up in Indiana, writes, the solution is you must have the software companies open up the systems and allow other experts to review their code. As it stands now, the counties or the precincts buy the machines, or the counties buy the machines, but the software is owned by the company and no one is allowed to review it. It's proprietary. Imagine printing millions of paper ballots and the printer not allowing anyone to proofread them. print a receipt and open up the software programming to review to be reviewed by other experts. I think Charlotte and Ski are pretty much in agreement there. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. It is a toll-free call. Mike is calling from Washington, D.C. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm alive. My heart's full of condolences to your gums.
My gums.
Never done that. Don't like it.
my gums, thank you. But what you really called about...
Okay, yeah. First of all, can we find some way of getting Feinstein and Lieberman together and get them out of here, or let them turn in their chips and become Republicans?
Boy, we should, shouldn't we?
I mean, you know, Byrd was great. Boxer was great. Lieberman made me want to punch the tube out of my TV.
Oh, I know.
Feinstein made me just want to go down there and throttle her. I mean, this is... what kind of lunatics are these?
They're people who are playing the go-along, get-along game. Feinstein's husband makes an awful lot of money providing... products and services to the U.S. military. So the more the U.S. military is involved, you know, just like Halliburton. Halliburton is Keller Brownard Root, subsidiary of Halliburton. They all do business together. Halliburton is doing business in Iran even as we speak. Feinstein does, her husband, his company is deeply involved with this crap. Lieberman, I think Lieberman's just, I don't know, he was dropped on his head or something when he was a kid and never recovered, I think. I don't know. Lieberman always has freaked me out. He just freaks me out.
You know, the problem of it is, Mike, I grew up around here.
Yeah.
So I was a kid. And I was a strange kid, obviously, because I used to hang out on Capitol Hill. And we used to have statesmen, Mike.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
We had men like Everett Dirksen. He was a Republican, but he was a decent man. And he was
Wayne Morse. Wayne Morse, wasn't he a Republican from the state of Washington?
He was a Democrat, but...
Wayne Morse was a Democrat?
God, I can check.
God, now I'm totally confused. But he was one of the people that voted... I think there were only two people that voted against the Gulf of Tonkin resolution way back in the day. I think Wayne Morse is Republican. Well, somebody will let me know before we finish this conversation.
But, I mean, I knew these people. I talked to them. I talked to Bobby Kennedy in an elevator up in the Capitol. Brilliant man. Brilliant
right.
man. Where are these people? What do we have now? We have Frist? Frist? What is this?
I know.
I mean, these people are worse than the scallywags that they sent down south and the carpetbaggers. I mean, good God. What has happened? The rest of the world sees us as the new Nazi Germany. I don't know if Americans realize this. This is the way the world sees us. And we've confirmed it. We've reelected Hitler, and he's elevating his Goebbels, his Goering, and that's what the world sees. Do Americans really want to be perceived this way?
I don't think the average American gives a tinker's damn, and I don't say that with total cynicism. I don't know anymore. I used to think I pretty much had my finger on the pulse of what was going on in this country. Not anymore. I don't. I'm just as lost as the next person. I'm totally lost. If 51% of Americans supported or voted for Bush, if the numbers are right, I don't know if they're right. See, nobody knows if the numbers are right. But let's say 51% did. If 59 million people did vote for him, then we're in a world of crap, okay? If 49 or whatever it was voted for Kerry, it's still awful because Kerry supported a continuation of the war in Iraq. I can't see anything. I'm trying. I swear to God, I have tried since the election to try to find, I should have done this before, what distinguished
pushed John Kerry from Bush's policies? What policies would Kerry have put in place? All I can think of is things that Kerry wouldn't have done. Kerry wouldn't have tried to privatize Social Security. Kerry wouldn't have opened up certain parts of the country for drilling and logging and mining and so on and so forth. But What?
I don't know about that. He said they wouldn't drill in Anwar, but by God, they're going to drill like mad everywhere else.
Yeah.
So Kerry wasn't any different there either.
Okay. Well, as far as the way the world sees us, the world is right. It's only going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better. You know, think about empire. Think about the British Empire. Think about the Soviet Empire. Think about the Japanese Empire. Think about empire. And you don't have to go back to the Romans or the Greeks. Think about this last century. Think about right up until the end of this last century. Think about empire and how every single one of them eventually collapsed. What's going to happen when the United States becomes I don't mean we'll wind up starving to death here or eating each other or living in caves, but I'm just saying, when we finally lose our power, our prestige, when our money is finally declared worthless, when our respect around the planet sinks to, oh yeah, that's America, they used to really be something, now they better shut up, oh we know they still have 8,000 nuclear weapons, but so what? We've got 40,000. That's coming, unless we stop this.
And that's coming. And the worst thing is, while I was waiting online, a horrible thought hit me, that this could well be the payback to America for all the crap she has done to the blacks, to the immigrants.
I believe in karma, but I believe it on an individual level, I guess. I mean, I don't know anymore. Like I said, I just don't know. Mike, I got to move on.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks. I appreciate your call. All right, Wayne Morse was a Republican, and then he was an independent, and then he was a Democrat, all right? So there. Scott in Michigan emailed in about you saw the report today, I'm sure, that the FBI says the Boston threat, remember, there were, a battalion of Chinese heading for Boston along with 60 or 80 or 1,000 Iraqis, and they all had nuclear bombs, remember that? No, it was a little bit exaggerated. Am I exaggerating? Was the whole thing an exaggeration? Yes, it was. Scott writes, once again, false threat, all to justify the Stalin-like security for the coronation. Why aren't more people, Scott writes, sick of this? How much more and how much longer are Americans going to allow this? What the hell is wrong with America? Are Americans really that mentally deficient? Well, Scott, you got a lot of questions there, dude. Forever, don't know. Yes, and probably. All right? It's the best I can do, pal. Man. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. Your phone calls when we come back. Lots of phone calls tonight. If you just hate this program because you can never, get your opinion in tonight's the night. All right? I hope. I think. I believe it. Stay with us. This is Air America.
He lies and he lies and he lies. He just lies and he lies and he lies and he lies. He can lie any time. He can lie any place. He crosses his fingers and keeps a straight face. He lies and he lies and he lies. Too many believe him, they're bleating like sheep. Accomplices now in the liar's deceit. He lies and he lies and he lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you.
The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust, Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Planet Chicks. A Day at the Zoo. Founder and president of Endangered Species Chocolate Company, John Stockton, explains.
Went to the zoo one day with my daughter, came upon the elephants who were shackled and swaying.
His daughter asks, why are the elephants tied up?
And I said, well, habitat destruction, lack of recycling, etc.
Realizing he gave her a mouthful, he then asked her if she understood.
She took the sucker out of her mouth and said, yes, but you didn't tell me what you're going to do about the elephants.
It was in that moment Stockton's company was born.
I started drawing the animals that we saw that day. My wife said, why don't you just make a chocolate bar? Everybody loves chocolate. And it was Eureka. That's it.
Endangered Species Chocolate shares the love.
We've given away an enormous amount of dollars to nonprofit environmental groups, and that's where we stand today.
Indulge at chocolatebar.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. What's this? You remember? Oh, it was so last week, but the Armstrong Williams thing about. Would he get $250,000 to be a shill for the Bush crime family while he pretended he was a conservative pundit? How about Maggie Gallagher? Have you ever seen her column? They used to run her column here in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I don't know why they dropped it. What a freak. I always hated reading her column, but I read it, you know, just like I read. I was so relieved the other day to read that William Sapphire's last column in the New York Times. It was just like, oh, maybe there is a God. But this Maggie Gallagher, what a third-rate Republican conservative shill. Well, guess what? It says here, in 2002, syndicated columnist Maggie Gallagher repeatedly defended Bush's push for a $300 million initiative encouraging marriage as a way of strengthening families.
Okay. Unless it's queers. No, ain't going to let the queers marry. But Gallagher failed to mention that she had a $21,500 contract with the Department of Health and Human Services to help promote the president's proposal, reveals Howard Kurtz in tomorrow's run of the Washington Post. Kurtz wrote, the Bush Marriage Initiative would emphasize the importance of marriage to poor couples and educate teens on the value of delaying childbearing until marriage. I'm sorry, Kurtz didn't write it. She wrote that in National Review Online, for example, adding that this could carry big payoffs down the road for taxpayers and children. Gallagher explained to Howie Kurtz when she found out he was going to write this, did I violate journalistic ethics by not disclosing it? I don't know. You tell me. But she said she would have been. I've been happy to tell anyone who called me about the contract, but yeah, frankly, it never occurred to me to disclose it. Why should I? It's all, I only got a tenth as much as Armstrong Williams did. These people are crazy, aren't they? I wonder what Hannity gets. How much does Hannity get? Huh? Ah. Did he get to choose his pet Bush policy like faith-based initiative or something? How about O'Reilly? Did he get to choose, I don't know what, NAFTA and foreign trade? Importing falafel and loofahs? You knew it didn't stop with Armstrong Williams, didn't you? I mean, even he said that.
Oh, why are you picking on me? There's all kind of them out here doing it.
Okay, Armstrong, looks like you're right.
And besides, you got a pretty mouth there, boy.
National Review editor Rich Lowry said of the contract that Maggie Gallagher had, we would have preferred that she told us, and we would have disclosed it in her bio. Well, you know. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I got a bunch of emails over the weekend. I was going to mention this yesterday, and I didn't. A bunch of emails from people suggesting, you know, liberals, I guess, or Democrats, I don't know, people very complimentary in their emails. You know, I'm not trying to bust anybody's chops here. But, you know, we really love your program, Mike, but you got to stop being so nasty. You know, you got to elevate the conversation. Don't be like the right wingers. You know, don't insult people. Don't say such bad things. Don't use such vile language. Excuse me? No, I'm sorry. The name is Malloy, not Lieberman. I'm not Alan Combs. What you see is what you get on this program. Now, I appreciate the sentiment. I really, a couple of emails I answered. Most of them I just, you know, I read them. I do read them, and I delete. You know, I just can't, you know, I don't get that. I'm sorry. I don't understand it. Maybe it's my upbringing. I don't know. But to play nice with these people, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I won't do it. Ever. Never. That's one of the reasons I've spent a lot of time unemployed. I'm amazed that Clear Channel stations around the country are taking my program. I'm very grateful, but I'm amazed. Oh, Kathy tells me to hush up. They don't know. The Clear Channel doesn't know what they're getting. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. You're right. I shouldn't talk about that, I guess. But no, I'm serious. I can't do it. I can't be nice. Don't want to be nice. Don't want to make nice with these people. These are pigs. You understand what I'm saying? These are blood drinkers. These are murderers or killers. I don't like them. I have no use for them. They're destroying my country. They're destroying my mind. They're destroying my children and grandchildren's future. So no, play nice with them. Make nice with them. Not now. Not in this lifetime. Not ever. They're sons of bitches. Okay? You want me to spell that for you? SONS-OF-BITCHES. That's what they are. And I'll treat them that way. Sorry. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. And down we go. It's just a job I do.
Brokers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Eastern Washington University economics professor Doug Orr is convinced there's no Social Security crisis, so nothing needs to be done to save it. Orr says those who hate Social Security are out to gut it.
I think the larger goal of destroying Social Security is to destroy part of that sense of security for working people in America.
Orr says higher worker productivity plus economic growth will more than pay for full Social Security benefits for baby boomers. Rescinding the Bush tax cut that Orr says went mostly to the wealthy would strengthen Social Security, or believes that privatizing Social Security is part of a larger anti-worker agenda.
If they succeed in destroying Social Security, every single worker in the United States, way before retirement, are going to see the unemployment rate going up, they're going to see their wages being pushed down. Gutting Social Security is simply the first step in driving down the living standards of people who work for wages in this country.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335, 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335, 800-419-2335.
Planet Check.
A Day at the Zoo. Founder and president of Endangered Species Chocolate Company, John Stockton, explains.
Went to the zoo one day with my daughter, came upon the elephants who were shackled and swaying.
His daughter asks, why are the elephants tied up?
And I said, well, habitat destruction, lack of recycling, etc.
Realizing he gave her a mouthful, he then asked her if she understood.
She took the sucker out of her mouth and said, yes, but you didn't tell me what you're going to do about the elephants.
It was in that moment Stockton's company was born.
I started drawing the animals that we saw that day. My wife said, why don't you just make a chocolate bar? Everybody loves chocolate. And it was Eureka. That's it.
Endangered Species Chocolate shares the love.
We've given away an enormous amount of dollars to nonprofit environmental groups, and that's where we stand today.
Indulge at chocolatebar.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Oh, I love the zoo. Hey, Randy, you think these animals get heartburn?
Sure do. Just look at that lion. Now that's frequent heartburn.
You know what? It's a shame he can't take Prilosec OTC.
Right. One pill a day for 24 hours of zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Yeah, and it starts working the very first day.
Oh, Cecile, I think he likes you.
Now, Randy, you're the only animal for me.
Roar. Use as directed for 14 days for frequent heartburn.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Did you know that the Al Franken Show is the only talk radio program that is board certified for both comedy and commentary? It's true. The American Comedy Board, chaired by former Laughing producer George Slaughter, gives the Al Franken Show its Class A certification. And because we have guests like death penalty expert Barry Scheck and New York Times writer Roger Lowenstein, I've received the silver plume from the American Pundit Society. So join us for the next Al Franken Show.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Boy, that just, don't you just love that music? Doesn't it just make you want to pick up barrel staves and go beat the hell out of the enemy? That gets my blood pumping even more than the old U2 Irish resistance music. Something about Pink Floyd that forever has just... I got this email. All right, here we go. Hope I don't get anybody in trouble here. Hey, Mike, my name is Alex. I'm an 11th grader. Our school is having a rally to celebrate the winter sports season we had. They are calling it Camo Day, C-A-M-O. And this Thursday, we're supposed to wear camo. On the flyer announcing the rally, it says something along the lines of, wear camo, support the troops. This confused me. I went to my school office and asked them what the rally was about. The office said it was simply a way to celebrate our winter sports season. For our winter season sports, I asked them what that had to do with supporting the troops or wearing camo. They said it was just a way to bring the kids together or something lame like that. I suggested that this was a subtle way of promoting a political opinion. Well, they are clearly exploiting our troops to promote their stupid rally. So I decided to write a little paper showing people how they can really support the troops. Support our troops by opposing the war. The Bush administration lied about the reason for going to war. They claimed there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The Bush administration clearly lied to us about these weapons, so why are we there? Why are our soldiers dying? Why are innocent Iraqis being massacred? Read the PNAC document, the Project for the New American Century. The PNAC document outlines a plan for America to become a global power. This includes expanding military power in the Middle East. Do you have a problem with being lied to? Do you have a problem with our troops dying in the name of imperialism? If so, show support to them by opposing this imperialistic and deceptive war. That's the end of the paper, and then Alex says, the paper is simple and to the point. I highly doubt anyone's going to give a damn, but I figure I have nothing else to do. Why not attempt to promote a bit of fact and truth? Anyways, it's just a little bit of high school drama, but I thought you might be interested and even slightly amused. Alex, I'm not amused. I think it's great. I think it's great. Do you take Latin? This is a rough rendering. Non illegitimi carborundum. You know what that means? Good for you, Alex. Good for you. who is that? Reverend Brother Generic? Reverend Brother Generic? You're calling from Wisconsin. All right. Brother, talk to me.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Hi to all my brothers and sisters out there. You know, the issue is really about love. And, you know, the vehicle is non-truthfulness on their side or from their version, whether they can get away with it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm reading a book currently by a guy named David Icke, Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. It spells it all out, how these people are operating and what's going on.
Yeah.
And part of it has to do with hereditary families that really rule the roost, like we're all kind of conspiracy theorists, you know, paranoid about.
Uh-huh.
And see, my issue is this. You use the word bastard to describe these folks.
Yes, I do.
And I get tired of hearing it because I think it should be peppered with
be careful.
Words. I'd like to suggest something.
Okay, no, wait.
Yes, I know it's a legal word.
Okay, but don't say any cuss words on the program.
No, I never would do a thing like that on the radio. No, sir.
All right.
For example, worms to stand for white old rich men.
White old rich men.
Yeah, call them worms.
Worm, okay.
These worms.
All right, worms.
Got a flair to it, you know?
It does indeed.
That's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, because the thing is, the word bastard is language of exclusion. It's oppressor language. It's the people at the top saying others are not good enough. It's a way of separating. And that's where the love comes in, because...
No, wait. That's the reason I use that word. It's a way of separating, and I don't feel,
you know,
any love.
Che Guevara, the great revolutionary, said that the true revolutionary is not guided by hatred for his enemy. He's guided and motivated by great love for the people.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, you know. I really do.
That has to override, because...
Well, no, wait. So hold on, brother.
Yes,
hold on, brother Generic. Hold on. Take a breath, okay? You got to allow me to talk a little bit here, too. Che Guevara, Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, these are powerful people, and you know, blessed be their names and great respect to them. But I'm not, you know, I'm so far away from that, I don't even strive to get even in the same stadium with those people, much less up to bat. You understand what I'm saying? Now listen to me, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
I know how far I can elevate my consciousness, and I hit it about 26 years ago. Okay, so when I use the word bastard, that's the best I can do. That's where I'm stuck. That's where I will stay. These people are bastards, and I mean it. I mean it. Hold on. Hold on, and I mean it in the literal sense. These are parentless or fatherless or motherless swine. So worms, schmerms, and God bless Che, and God bless Gandhi, and God bless Dr. King. But that's not me. I use the word bastard. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not about love for these people. I'm about eliminating them.
I'm about
for them to disappear.
Okay.
I'm about for them to go away and leave me and my children, my grandchildren, my friends, my life, my country, my society, the hell alone. You understand what I'm saying?
The dogs of war, taking away the future of our children. I agree with you.
All right.
The problem is their whole fortune rests on what they inherited.
For some reason.
They're the scions.
All right.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you're being literally true, but I don't use...
We're on the same page, and I'm not trying to prohibit you. I just want to suggest. I totally agree with the anger, okay?
Thank you.
It's not about being passive.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, brother.
All right. Thanks, Brother Generic. I appreciate you checking in. I really do. Thank you a lot. You have some good things to say. And, you know, way back when I was 17, and I was the president of our Methodist Church Youth Fellowship Group. Hear that sound, Kathy? That's people fainting out there and hitting the floor. I sang in the choir. And one day, Reverend Jones, that was his name, I swear before all things I considered to be holy, Reverend Jones called me into his study in the church one Saturday afternoon, called and said, could you come meet with me, Mike? I said, sure. I thought, oh, God, now what? He found out what I did with the one of the girls in youth fellowship in the up in the where the choir now. So I got there and he said, "Mike, the board of deacons and I have been discussing you." Now, when a preacher, when a minister of a 700 member church was huge. When the minister of a 700 member church says that to you, you just kind of shrivel. And he said, "We've been talking about you, and what we're wondering is, how would you feel if we were to pay for your studies at seminary so that you could become a Methodist minister?" I said, "Reverend Jones." Now, this is how I remember it. I probably didn't say this. I probably said something like, but I said, as I remember, I said, "Reverend Jones, I don't think so. I'm just not there. You know, I'm not there. I can't do all this love thing that I understand that Christ was about and the religion is about. And you know, I know my Bible verses, and I'm fair to Midland alto singer, and I really like coming to church. And I think you're a good preacher because you're not like my grandmother's minister, who's a Baptist and used to scare the hell out of me with all that hellfire and brimstone." You know, the Methodists don't really get into that deeply, or they didn't back then. So, you know, been there, Brother Generic, been there, done that, saw the path, saw the light of the cross, saw it all, had a man of God, an actual man of God in the Board of Deacons, talk to me about becoming, amen, a preacher. Well, if I would have belonged to one of the Holy Roller churches that were extant in Toledo at the time, I might have done it, because those people really have some fun, man. But to be a Methodist preacher, no, I don't think so. I have a good friend who's a Methodist preacher, and I really respect her, and I think she writes great sermons. But couldn't do it. So I understand where you're coming from, Brother Generic. I really do. Just, you know. Oh, Kathy, you're really pulling out the stops tonight. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. In your loving eyes, I looked up when you put that ring on my hand. And I thank my God for one more perfect man.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Ten before the hour. Bill in Lexington, Kentucky, emailed me and said Seymour Hersh was on the Daily Show tonight, and he predicts we will attack Iran by this summer. Bill writes, God, these people are evil SOBs. They really do want to bring on World War III. It's a combination of that and the fact that the neocons, the Christian ones, want to make a pile of corpses high enough for Jesus to step out of the clouds. You know, they're sick. They believe this revelation crap, this end times jive nonsense. Those are the Christian ones. The Jewish, the Zionists, the American Zionists. I don't know what their problem is. I have no idea. It's more than the irritation that the Palestinians have become. But when you put together the Christian fundamentalists and the Jewish Zionists, and then turn over to them the most powerful government on the face of the earth, the most powerful force on the face of the earth, the Bush crime family, you've got a problem. You've got a serious problem. And Seymour Hersh understands this probably much better than I ever could. Please don't send me an email and tell me I'm being anti-Semitic or anti-Christian. Just don't. All right? Thank you. Anna is calling from New York. Anna, welcome to the program. Hey, Anna. Here comes Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm sorry. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, I kind of fell asleep and I'm waiting to get to talk to you.
Okay, what's up, Anna?
Anyway, I'm a devout listener and I'm really grateful.
You're what?
I'm really grateful to you for your program.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm grateful to you for listening.
Yeah, no.
You know, you could be doing something constructive this hour of the night.
Well, I think I am.
Just kidding.
I'm socially concerned.
I hear you.
I feel constructive. Listen, I wanted to ask you if maybe you could advise me as to how I could, you know, there's so many fights to fight here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick your battles wisely in the world, and I see so much suffering in New York, so, you know, and I want to know how me, little old me, could somehow put together some grassroots campaign to save Social Security. You know, when I read the New York Times, basically the pie, the way they cut it, is that the tax cuts projected out are $11 trillion. Medicare is $8 trillion, and Social Security is, you know, maybe just under $4 trillion. And I want to know how I could put together some sort of grassroots campaign.
How much money do you have?
Not much.
Well, all right. Let me tell you what you're up against, Anna. First of all, you got to organize. You got to network. You got to meet with the social justice and activist groups in New York. Stay away from the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from from all political parties in New York. And,
yeah.
And right now, I'm saying all of them. Network with people who have your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm here to tell you.
People, huh?
Yo, Anna, you can't do it on your own. You know, like I said to somebody earlier tonight in a different context, you and I are not Jesus. We're not Martin Luther
Absolutely.
King. We're not Gandhi. We're not Che Guevara. So what you have to do, Anna, check the Village Voice. Go to airamericaradio.com.
Okay.
Look around. You'll find like-minded people and put together just a monolithic behemoth organization that kicks ass and takes names.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're saving Social Security, you also got to work to stop the war in Iraq. And you
true.
To work to get social justice for people
what concerns me is the fact that the whole social contract that I...
To hell with it. It's gone. It's shredded. It's being torn to pieces.
Exactly.
The only answer is to network, is to organize. You just...
I want to be on the right track here.
All right. Check the Village Voice.
Okay.
Check. There's also. Look, you live in New York, for God's sake.
I know.
You're calling me. I live in Atlanta.
You know what?
I live in Atlanta, where there is no social justice.
Well, you know, this week I had people coming up to me in the street, Bushites, saying to me, "Oh, will you help fight Save the Forest?" I wanted to punch them. I was outraged.
I know. I know.
I was just like, "Are you?" Effing kidding me?
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's just outrageous.
I know. And another thing you have to do is occasionally, I do this occasionally, crack open a bottle of Jack Black and just throw one back, honey.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to do that too, right?
Yeah, no, thank you though.
Yeah, all right.
You're
all right, Anna, let me know how it goes, all right? You get it started, I'll sign up. I'm a great follower. I'm not a leader. I'm a follower, all right?
Okay, I'll do my best.
All right, get
I'm
it going.
Here.
All right, check back with me, all right?
Okay.
All right, Anna, have a good night. Okay. All right, quick break here, and we'll return. If you're listening in New York, now you have to go to the Internet or you have to go to the satellite radio. That's just the way it is. But don't leave, because the really good stuff is coming up in the third hour. All right? This is Air America Radio.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. He's such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released, something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
We need the user-friend...
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic, a Service Master brand.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. With just days to go before the historic election in Iraq, insurgent forces are becoming more active. On Tuesday, militants assassinated a senior judge, while insurgents distributed a video showing an American hostage begging for his life. On the tape, 56-year-old Roy Hallams is seen seated with a gun to his head.
I'm pleased asking for help because my life is in danger because it's been proved that I work for American forces.
Hallams was nabbed with 5 colleagues in Baghdad last fall. With the Iraq election coming soon, U.S. Army Brigadier General Tom Posick says, unfortunately, there are a number of terrorists that don't want to see a free and democratic society.
I think there will be incidents of those natures that we've seen in the past, whether it's IEDs, suicide bombers, but those are sporadic, and they will not occur throughout much of the country, but you will see them up until elections, and my guess is you'll see them afterward.
U.S. senators continue debating the nomination of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to be Secretary of State. A vote is expected today, correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Rice's confirmation is not in doubt, but Democrats demanded debate time to call attention to Iraq. Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton said higher-ups in the Bush administration need to be held accountable for what he described as deceptions and lies over Iraq.
Lying to Congress and lying to the American people. It's wrong, it's immoral, and it has to stop.
I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
A series of events have begun around the world to mark 60 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. Elie Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor who addressed the UN General Assembly, urged the world not to be complacent to similar horrors.
I'm convinced if the world had listened to those of us who tried to speak and nobody listened, we may have prevented Darfur, Cambodia, Bosnia, and naturally Rwanda.
Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder expressed his shame for the atrocities committed in the Nazi death camps of World War II. In Denver, a police officer says he was wrong when he threatened to arrest a woman who had an anti-Bush bumper sticker on her truck. The sticker has an obscene word preceding the president's name. The woman driver says she does accept the officer's apology.
Sure, I accept the apology. I mean, everybody does stupid things, mistakes. I've even made mistakes, too.
That woman is upset with the president's handling of the war in Iraq and says perhaps she could tone down the bumper sticker by crossing out a letter or two, but she says she does not regret its message. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered, we make like Bert and go back Iraq. It's our week-long continuing coverage of the Iraqi elections. Author, filmmaker, journalist Tariq Ali is here. Plus, pioneering podcaster and former MTV VJ Adam Curry checks in. Do the safety dance. And it's creative ways to protest for choice. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. Back to your calls here in just a second from the LA Times. Via a friend of mine who writes for Time Magazine this. Overriding objections by New Mexico's governor, the Interior Department announced a final plan yesterday for expanding oil and gas drilling on Otero Mesa, a rare desert grassland and one of a handful of places in the western United States where opposition to drilling had united ranchers, property rights advocates, hunters, and conservationists. The plan allows drilling a maximum of 141 exploratory wells in the Chihuahuan grassland in southern New Mexico. The governor, Bill Richardson, a Democrat who was Secretary of Energy in the Clinton administration, proposed to compromise last March that allowed some drilling but would have placed more than 75% of the federal land off limits to energy exploration. On Monday, Richardson lashed out at the Bush administration's, quote, one-way, oil-only energy policy, end quote. New Mexico's attorney general said the state would appeal the decision. More than 85% of public comments regarding Otero Mesa favored no drilling. The rugged and rocky desert west of Carlsbad is home to herds of pronghorn antelope, migratory songbirds, and countless Indian petroglyphs. One of the most contested issues here is water, both the quantity used for oil and gas production and the quality of water after it is used. Energy companies pump large amounts of groundwater while operating wells, and the used water is sometimes contaminated with saline or petroleum byproducts. A study commissioned by the state found that Otero Mesa was the largest source of untapped groundwater in New Mexico. Jesus. And it goes on. I'll post it at our website. But there you go. You know, a lot is made of the fact that so many pro-Republican people live in the wild, wild west, you know, including New Mexico. But this is what the Bush crime family does. They don't give a damn. What, do you think that these people care about your sentiments? If you, how many of the people, 85% of the people who responded to a poll in New Mexico about this whole issue said no? How many of those people do you think voted for Bush? Probably a good percentage of them, right? So for those of you who voted for Bush, who live in New Mexico or that area, and now you're going to see this exquisite, this pristine part of your state ruined, I have two words for you. Screw you. This is what you asked for. This is what you got. And it goes on across the spectrum. I don't care what the issue is, whether it is contributing your son or your daughter to go die for these monsters, whether it's counting on Social Security for the past 25 years as you've been a faithful Republican, now watching this crime family try to shred it. If it's being a Democrat for Reagan, voting against, you know, maintaining your union membership while you drew down $46 an hour to make gas-guzzling cars, and now you find out that GM is moving their plants to Mexico. Two words for you, pal. Screw you. This is what you voted for, Bubala. And for you Republicans who depend, you got a family member depends on Medicaid, guess what? And you Republicans who still vote, you know, you drag your portable oxygen tank and you go to the polls and you vote for Bush and you're on Medicare, guess what, booby? Every time I see one of these articles, every single time, now it's this area in New Mexico. In comes the trucks and the drills and the pollution and the death and the destruction. For every single person in the state of New Mexico that voted for Bush, here's your payback. Suck it up. Suck it up. It'll put hair on your chest. It'll put steel in your spine. Suck it up! Who in the hell needs a pronghorn antelope anyway? Go to the zoo! Migratory songbirds, they crap all over your nice new SUV when they fly overhead, right? Who needs them? A happy New Mexican is one who can look out his or her kitchen window while you're drinking your herbal tea in the morning and see an oil derrick. What? I'm getting a little carried away? I'm sorry. You know. They don't care. What? You Republicans, are you totally wacko? Do you really think? And you crazed Christian fundamentalists, you fake Christian fundamentalists, do you really think this administration cares about you and your Christ? Do you really? Ooh! Boy, are you stupider than you appear to be! And you fiscal conservatives, you Republicans?
Well, I'm a Republican because, you know, those Democrats, they build up the deficit and national...
Boy, do you folks have a great big surprise heading your way like a freight train, huh? It's there, as a matter of fact. You fiscal conservative Republicans? How do you like it? Two words for you, too. Screw you. You nice retired Republicans, eh? You retired when you were 58. Hey, you beat the system, didn't you, huh? Had all those nice 401ks and nice investment plans that are now paying you 2.5%. And you're going to look back on these days as when you were making a lot of money. Trust me, booby. Two words for you. Screw you. Vote Republican. That's good. That's a good idea. But by God, the queers aren't allowed to marry, so it was all worth it. Wasn't it? Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. And a couple of years ago, you got that $600 tax rebate advance. Remember that? Huh? Oh, it just makes me crazy.
From the Los Angeles Times, Pentagon documents released Monday disclose that Iraqi prisoners had lodged dozens of abuse complaints against U.S. and Iraqi personnel who guarded them at a little-known palace in Baghdad converted to a U.S. prison. Among the allegations was that guards had sodomized a disabled man, killed his brother, whose dying body was tossed into a cell atop his sister. The documents obtained in a lawsuit against the federal government by the ACLU suggest for the first time that numerous detainees were abused at Adamiya Palace, one of Saddam Hussein's villas in eastern Baghdad that was used by his son Uday. Previous cases of abuse of Iraqi prisoners have focused mainly on Abu Ghraib prison. Sodomized a disabled man, killed his brother whose dying body was tossed into a cell atop his sister. What did Limbaugh, this filthy, degenerate, drug-using pig man say? Ow, it's just like a fraternity hazing. Few of the alleged abuses at the Adamiya Palace had previously received attention from Pentagon investigators or human rights groups. The palace is a prison overseen by the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division, with interrogations conducted at least in part by members of the 5th Special Forces Group of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Cigarette burns, severe beatings, forced sodomy, electric shocks, murders. This is who we are now. This is who we've always been. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day, we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan.
That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turning into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell reading? What about Medicare reading? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Two past the hour. Anna, in New York, if you're still listening, JK sent me a website. You can go check out unitedforpeace.org, okay? Unitedforpeace.org. And they have a phone number here, but I don't want to give it because you never know, you know? But do that, Anna. If you're still listening, unitedforpeace.org, and you can get in touch with like-minded folks in the city. All right? All right. Last one here. Brian Williams, you know, the guy who has replaced Tom Brokaw as anchor and managing editor at NBC's Nightly News, eh? Said in an interview with C-SPAN's Brian Lamb, he's the guy who founded C-SPAN, the present CEO, he said, quote, Brian Williams said this, quote, "It's my duty to listen to Rush Limbaugh." And he went on to say, "Rush has actually yet to get the credit he's due." Media Matters. We'll post this. You got to read this. This is Brian Williams. Now, it's not surprising. You know, Rush Limbaugh is an utter... what? I've called him so many names it doesn't matter anymore. He's a bad man. How's that? Rush Limbaugh is a bad man. Eventually, Rush Limbaugh will burn in hell. No, that doesn't quite get it. Eventually, Rush. Oh, never mind. He's a bad man. But he's a junkie. He sends his maid out to do his drug deals. He's a liar. He's a, you know, I don't have to tell you anything about Limbaugh. He's just an utter pig. But Brian Williams now, you know, Brian Williams works for the number one weapons manufacturer in the history of the human race, General Electric. Brian Williams is now the spokesman for the company responsible for the most and the most serious toxic injection of poison into this country's air, soil, and water. That would be General Electric. Brian Williams is a two-bit whore who finds it advantageous to go drop Rush Limbaugh's drawers and discuss it. And he is the man who will be reporting the news to you American sheep on NBC every night, Monday through Friday. Brian Williams, who thinks Rush Limbaugh is a great American. It's sick. It's just vile. You knew that about you knew that about Brian Williams. You knew that Brian Williams, he's got the look of somebody who desperately needs to evacuate his bowels. He always has had that look, hasn't he? You knew that little pinched up look he's got, that when he became the anchor for NBC, that this kind of stuff would start sliding out. You knew it, didn't you? Brian Williams thinks Limbaugh should get more credit. Man. Eric is calling from Virginia. What part of Virginia, Eric?
Chantilly, Virginia. It's outside of D.C.
Oh, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Sorry to hear, though, about the dental surgery, man.
No big deal. This is the fourth one. No big deal. It's soon going to be over, trust me. But thanks for the thought.
Yeah, I've been through the mill myself. But the reason why I was calling, actually, is because I was wondering, or it's not even a matter of wondering. I was thinking that maybe all this time that we're spending on getting upset about these idiots in the White House and the idiots that they're bringing up, because you know nobody ever gets punished for what they do wrong in the White House. It never happens. You get promoted for being an idiot. We should probably be spending more time on figuring out what Republicans are vulnerable locally, what Republicans are vulnerable in our state, and what Republicans are vulnerable nationally in getting them out, even if that means digging up some dirt on these people. Because, I mean, if they spent, like, you know, the past 15 to 20 years digging up dirt on us and putting it out in the news and smearing campaigns and so on and so forth, and we all know that the Republicans are sneaking and weaselly dogs and all that kind of thing, I'm sure their dirt is probably not that deeply hidden. And if some of the stuff that they've been up to, as moral as they are, has been, you know, could be more exposed, maybe just maybe they might step down off of that moral high horse and actually, you know, start doing something.
Well, I agree. Use Republican tactics against Republicans. But as far as shrieking the vile rhetoric that I shriek on this program, no, I'm going to continue to do that. And I think a lot of people have to do that, not just me, not on the,
no,
just
on
this program.
No, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, it has to keep going. Hey, listen, we got a break. Here it comes. Thanks for checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
And I replied. Then.
It's time for another pop quiz from Mother Jones Magazine. Are these statements true or false? 1 in 6 people worldwide is an illegal squatter. Americans spend $11 billion a year on antidepressants. One music label has filed 700 lawsuits against artists who sampled George Clinton's music. Ready for the answer? All true. Read all this when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. At ReadMojo.com, subscribe for just $10 a year. Sign up now at ReadMojo.com.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that. We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
Bill Clinton, they did it because they thought, well, this is good. It's a good situation. Most people aren't paying too much attention. Things are good in the country. We're prosperous. We're peaceful. Nothing really big is going on. So we'll create a sex scandal because we could say we are the moral high grounders. Well, turns out they've been married 3 and 4 times, dated their new wives while they were still married to their old wives. They are no more moral than any other American. It's just America bought it.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
An email. Mike, I'll mention again at some point in this email how much I hate these people. Enclosed are some 8x11s that have a place in the back of my truck's camper to shock and awe the visual palettes of the zombies that are strangling America. Credit to the Robert Fisk site for the images. The face of the beautiful, cusping adolescent girl will come into my head at odd points for the rest of my life. And I hate these people for that. At first glance, it looked like she might be wearing a pretty pink and black leotard, yes? And then you put your nose in closer and realize it is her burnt black skin. Damn it. She's so beautiful. Under those bandages, there are no hands, just charcoal stalks of bone. The bastards. In a recent address to the pro-lifers, Bush used the term culture of life. And she goes on. Joanna, thanks. More photographs. Some of these photographs, we put a link at MikeMalloy.com in Robert Fisk's site. There are sites all over the internet. Some of these photographs of, the ones of the burned and destroyed bodies of adults are hard enough to, to look at. But the ones of the kids or the children, it's and see, that's the part I can't get past. Whenever I see Bush or Rice or any of these people, whether they are holding press conferences or testifying before Congress or whatever they're doing, photo ops, every time I see them, I think to myself, can this be? That this person on television that I'm watching now, being interviewed, who is breathing, blinking his or her eyes, running a hand over or through his or her hair, doing little gestures that we all do, a slight pick of the nose, a hand comes up, a little cough, those are human gestures. When you see that, those are nonverbal clues that's a human being standing in front, just like we are. Just like you, just like I am. And then I see those pictures of children. For Christ's sake, children. Why are we bombing Iraq? Does anybody, can any of you lurking right-wing animals, do any of you have the courage to call this program with just one single sentence to justify the slaughter? But kids, I mean, come on. Is the torture in the prisons, oh, that's awful, the beating people to death. Americans, American young men and young women, torturing, for Christ's sake, think about that. That's bad enough. That's beyond belief. That can't be happening. Ah, but it is. But blowing arms off of children, cooking children in their own skin, burning houses down, collapsing on mothers and babies. Oh, my God! Why? You know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Cy Hirsch gave a speech a week ago in which he said Iraqis report there are constant U.S. bombing raids all over Iraq. Why? Why are we still bombing? Why are we still turning people and babies and children into twisted chunks of charcoal? For Christ's sake, America! Saddam's gone. These toy elections are coming. Why do we have to keep bombing children? But Condoleezza Rice will be the Secretary of State, and Roberto Gonzalez, or whatever the hell is it Roberto? Alberto will make a wonderful Attorney General, right? You know, when I saw the photographs, and there weren't many that were available to the public in 1968 and 69 and 70 and 71, of the atrocities committed in Southeast Asia against civilians. Atrocities committed by our side and the other side. Against villagers who were just, you know, just trying to plant the rice paddy and maintain the water buffalo, for God's sake. When I saw those pictures, you know, as few as they were, I was able. Don't ask me how. Weren't you? Come on. We were young then, right? We were young. Able to look at those pictures and go, damn, man, that's awful. Jesus. Wow. Whoa. Woo. And blot them out. I don't know. Maybe you weren't able to. Maybe I'm just displaying the callousness that I experienced when I was in my late 20s. But now, the abundance of high-resolution, full-color photographs. Is it propaganda? No! It's burned, blistered, butchered children. That's not propaganda. And all these press conferences, these Pentagon briefings from some place in this godforsaken, destroyed country that we spent 12 years disabling before we went in and started just killing and maiming and murdering. These filthy press conferences with the military jargon and the generals and the majors and lieutenant colonels standing there and talking about the same things they talked about 35 years ago. With the same lies. How can they do that? I don't understand that. I don't. I would never have made a good combat soldier. I couldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. How do these men do it? They don't look at pictures. They see the real damn thing. They see the babies coming in with their legs blown off. I'm talking 2-year-olds. I'm talking 10-month-olds. They see babies with their heads blown off, and then they hear this pig talking about he believes in a culture of life. I can't take this. I don't know about you. You know, what's your breaking point? Huh? Where do you finally reach the point where you tip? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about what, you know what, how much can you absorb? Before you shut down. Some of us have the ability to shut down. Some of us go stark raving, moon howling, baying nuts. Some of us pick up a rifle and start shooting people. Some of us commit suicide. Some of us just shut down. Some of us get cancer. What's your tipping point? Huh? What's yours? Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I worry about that, where it concerns me. That's all. Just my little tiny atom-sized corner of the universe. You know, I just think, Jesus Christ, Malloy, what at what point can you literally not handle this anymore? And it worries me because, you know, I've got the responsibility of a 6-month-old child now. You know, my kids are all grown. If I go insane, okay. Hey, did you hear Dad cracked up the other night? Damn, did he? Yeah. Oh, man. Poor Kathy. But what about Molly? You know, I'm not that my adult kids would react that way, but you know, I mean, it's manageable. If you're an adult and your adult parent goes bonkers, you know, somehow you deal with it, right? Don't you? Huh? But these photographs, these pictures, this reality, you know, it's a photograph to me. It's something that floats into my computer over the internet. It's something that comes from, you know, God, Jesus Christ, who took these pictures? How can they do this? You know, and you look at them and you think, no. Does not compute. This doesn't work. You know, I can't take this in. I can't see this. I can't believe this. This is not happening. This is not real. I don't know. What's your tipping point? You ever think about that? Do you ever think about, you know, where the line is drawn inside you?
Let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
If you have stiffness, swelling in one or more joints, or fatigue that accompanies joint pain, you may be suffering from arthritis. Although arthritis is more common in older women, it can occur at any age. To help control joint pain, make sure you maintain a healthy weight. Just a few extra pounds can put added stress on your bones. Also, stay physically fit and flexible, get plenty of rest, and use hot or cold treatments to relieve pain. Remember to talk to your health care provider first about an exercise program that's right for you. This health tip has been brought to you by Tylenol Arthritis.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's 10 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew who, for some strange reason, indulged this program one more night. I'm talking about the crew in New York, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Linda Blake. They engineered and answered your calls and that sort of thing. Chris in Minnesota, who is our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, who manages the website. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, who archives the programs. Jim in Arkansas, our most excellent music bureau chief. And a shout-out to the people who maintain the comment section at MikeMalloy.com. Kathy Bay is our executive producer. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, okay? It's a good site. Also, go to MikeMalloy.com. It's an okay site. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program. This is our English expat. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
I was working at home today and sort of popped in and out of the house, and I keep the TV tuned to C-SPAN, and I couldn't help but think that Dr. Rice, who clearly is an extraordinarily intelligent, well-educated woman, has got to be the best candidate for the next Stepford wife.
Right. I think she thinks she's married to George.
Well, yeah, think.
Yeah, I think she does believe that somehow they're married on a different level.
I just don't know. I mean, I simply cannot understand how somebody who is obviously this bright, well-educated, has this extraordinary background, can't understand that what she's doing is in direct contravention to the benefit of the country that she lives in.
But isn't history and literature replete, as is drama, with people who are bright, intelligent, who make pacts with the devil, and the audience or the reader is left to try to figure out why?
Well, that's pretty depressing, isn't it?
But isn't it true?
It's true, but I have to tell you, you know, it's curious you came up with this comment about coming to terms with the realization that what's going on in your life is a dreadful thing. I actually woke up at 2:17 this morning and started to almost weep with pain about the fact that there is so much violence and hatred and conflict in this world. I mean, and there's no reason for it. Absolutely none at all. I mean, I have family all over the world. And why are we fighting each other?
I have no earthly idea, and I never have had. You know, when I was a little kid, I couldn't understand why there had just ended this huge thing called World War II. That's how my parents and the adults referred to it.
Yep.
I couldn't understand it, and I still don't. I have not advanced since I've been 4 years old where it concerns that topic.
I once asked my father-in-law, who was a Battle of Britain fighter pilot at the age of 19, and I said, Jack, what did you think while you were, I mean, flying Spitfires for crying out loud, what did you think when you came face-to-face with a kid the same age as you and you knew you were going to kill him? And he said, you turned off your brain and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sad, huh?
Sure, yeah.
And what really breaks my heart is that my friend's children are out in Iraq doing exactly the same thing. And I don't get me going. You know me.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
And I'm really sorry you had to go to the dentist. My brother is a dentist, but he hates people, so he became a veterinary dentist because he says the dogs don't complain.
Yeah, I think my surgeon is a veterinary dentist, but that's a whole different story. Hey, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it, Priscilla. You have a nice evening. Hope you have a better night's sleep tonight.
I love listening to your show, Mike. You know that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Take care. No, I have a good. No, he's a good surgeon. I have a very good surgeon. This is just. You know, this has been going on for 14 months, and it's going to continue to go on for about another 6 or 7. And I'm sorry to bring it up. It's just I feel kind of obliged to say why on the air. I sound like I have a mouthful of marbles. That's all. That's all that is, okay? And why, you know, I miss certain days of work. Greg is calling from Berkeley, California. Greg, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you. You're in the zone tonight.
Yeah, right, yeah, the twilight.
Truthfully, as a former Catholic and veteran, you've spoken on a couple of deep levels. And in regard to the tipping point, I think you're among millions that are considering that before they go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Thing I wanted to mention, Ralph Nader came through town tonight on a stop of a 10-city tour that's named simply End the Iraq War and Occupation Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he echoed a sentiment that you've expressed that there is no reforming the Democratic Party, so stop feeding it and it will die.
Right.
And that also, and I consider this very poignant, that it takes a spark to start a fire. It's always been small groups of people to finally reach that tipping point, that exact change where it's needed. So I thought that might give you. He's deeply in debt, you can imagine, from all the legal contests. And I just happened upon it on a rainy night here in Berkeley. I didn't even seek it out, but I was moved by his continued passion, though he's been attacked from every angle.
Yeah. You know, he got some bad mouth from me on this program. A few months back, when I was desperate enough to want to grasp anything that floated by, as I sit in this sewer of American politics now, American governance, you know, and all I could see was the John Kerry life raft. Never again. That's for damn sure. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there. Greg, thank you for checking in. We're just flat out of time. Call us again, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. And Jerky, Jackie, Paul, Ira, Charles, all the people left on hold, I do apologize. Let's try again tomorrow night, okay? Eh? I will see you again tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, all right? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. With just days to go before the historic election in Iraq, insurgent forces are becoming more active. On Tuesday, militants assassinated a senior judge, while insurgents distributed a video showing an American hostage begging for his life. On the tape, 56-year-old Roy Hallams is seen seated with a gun to his head.
I'm please asking for help because my life is in danger because it's been proved that I work for American forces.
Hallams was nabbed with five colleagues in Baghdad last fall. With the Iraq election coming soon, U.S. Army Brigadier General Tom Bostic says, unfortunately, there are a number of terrorists that don't want to see a free and democratic society.
I think there will be incidents of those natures that we've seen in the past, whether it's IEDs, suicide bombers, but those are sporadic, and they will not occur throughout much of the country, but you will see them up until elections, and my guess is you'll see them afterward.
U.S. senators continue debating the nomination of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to be Secretary of State. A vote is expected today, correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Rice's confirmation is not in doubt, but Democrats demanded debate time to call attention to Iraq. Minnesota Democrat Mark Dayton said higher-ups in the Bush administration need to be...